The Spirit of the Lord says, I was sent to earth with an assignment. It is a multifaceted assignment. I am here to do many things for you. I am the messenger that brings to you the words from God to reveal to you that which God wants you to do. His calling upon your life, the direction that you're supposed to go. And you must spend time with me in order to receive that information. I carry with me the anointing from God to minister it to you, for you to operate by that anointing to bring about the works and the will of God in this world. But again, you must spend time with me in order for me to minister that anointing to you. I am the Holy Spirit. The apostles watched as Jesus ascended back into heaven, and then the angel told them that he would return in the same way that he ascended. However, I have never ascended back to heaven. I have been here the whole time. Too many of you have neglected my ministry in your life. And this is why you live in the realm of confusion concerning the will of God for you and what you're supposed to do. Too many of you dismiss the calling of God upon your life because you don't understand that calling. You can't identify it. You're not sure what to do. But I am the one with that information. And I say to you, your instruction is to spend more time with me, praying in the tongues that I gave you, to receive from me the information you need in order to be totally obedient to your Lord and Savior. I am calling you deeper into my presence so that I can minister to you according to the plan that God has for your life. But if you do not spend time with me, I cannot fulfill my mission in your life. I cannot fail you, and I will not fail you. You must give yourself to me and understand that what I have been sent to do in you, to you, and through you can only be accomplished if you spend time with me. Aside from me, you cannot obtain the fullness of the knowledge that I want to give to you. You have my presence dwelling in you, those of you who have allowed me to fill you. Do not neglect that precious presence and the glory that I can give unto you. I will never neglect my mission here on this earth, but I can be neglected. And I say to you, take these things seriously, for you are at a place in God where He desires to use you more than you have ever been used in your life. Not just individually, but also collectively as a congregation. You have pressed into God to a place of great responsibility before Him. He has great expectations of you. You do not realize how far you have come over these years. But you are very far along in God, and yet there is further to go. But along with this, there is greater joy that is awaiting you. It is the same joy that Jesus walked in when He was here on the earth. There is so much of God that is awaiting you. And I have been sent to guide you into it. And so I say unto you, heed these words. Make a decision to mortify the desires of your flesh so that the desires of your born-again spirit may rise. Spend time with me, and you will begin to understand things you've never understood. I will be able to start using you in ways that I've never been able to use you in the past. So heed these things and press into God. Spend time with me, and you will know not only the joy of your salvation, but you will know the joy of my anointing flowing in you and through you as you see the results that God has promised in His Word. You cannot fail when you fully trust me, fully trust what your Father has said in His Word, and live according to the standards that He has described. There is a greater greatness in the kingdom that awaits you, and I am here to lead you to that place. So trust me in this. Do what I am saying, and you will experience more than you have ever imagined.